clean my room and my shoe. Much hope they let me stay.
Zoot, zoot, white jacket with side vents 5 inches long. I'm out on the street again and I'm leaping along. Just right for a beach fight, but I just can't explain why that uncertain feeling is still here in my brain.
Why do I have to be different to them just to earn the respect of a dance hall friend? We have the same old row again and again. Why do I have to move with a crowd of kids that hold an owner's arm around? I work myself to death just to fit in. I'm coming down. Got home on the very first train from town. My dad just left for work.
This is the BBC Life.
He wasn't talking. It's all a game. And inside I'm just the same. My Friday makes me sick first thing in the morning.
Youths entered the Grand Hotel in pursuit of two leather-clad rockers. South Coast police have warned that if the fights between rival gangs of mods and rockers continue, stricter security measures...
And that is Cut My Hair by The Who. Welcome to On The Air Tonight Radio. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. My name is DJ Michael. This is my program. And we got a lot of great stuff for you today. We're going to get into a little bit of the classics, as always. We're going to get a little bit into the blues and gospel-ish era. You know, you don't have to be a believer to enjoy the power of the music. And then, of course, we'll get some new stuff in there as well. Some indie, some old Blue Eyes, all the good stuff that you're going to like. But no use for me to keep blathering on. Let's get right to the music. We're going to keep things going here with The Byrds covering Bob Dylan. It's My Back Pages.
Older than I'm younger than that now.
Half right prejudice leap for rip down all hate I scream. Lies that life is black and white spoke from my skull I dream. Romantic flanks of musketeers foundation deep somehow.
So much older than I'm younger than that now.
In a soldier's stance I aim my hand at the mongrel dogs who teach. Fearing not I'd become my enemy in the instant that I preach. Sisters fled by confusion boats, mutiny from stern to bow. Ah, but
I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now.
Hard when I somehow.
Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now.
Promises that he don't keep. You got some big dreams, baby, but the dream you gotta still be asleep. When you gonna wake up? strengthen the things that we make. By the throat, Henry Kissinger still got you wrapped up in two knots. Where are you gonna wake up? Where are you gonna wake up? Where are you gonna wake up? Strengthen my things that we made. Spiritual advisors and gurus to make you hold your breath, give you instant inner peace.
When You Gonna Wake Up, courtesy of Bob Dylan, from 1981, as released on the bootleg series. That's, a live performance, of course, from San Francisco. One of my favorite tracks off Slow Train A-Comin', and one of my favorite live tracks off that bootleg series collection, Trouble No More. Great stuff. I really am a big fan of Dylan's gospel era. A lot of people don't like it. Which I understand, it's quite a bit different, but I think the music is there, I think the lyricism there. It's good to see Dylan sort of polemicizing again, even if you don't always agree with the message, rather than his sort of, you know, less polemical writing in the 70s and that sort of era. But let's keep things going along that train, that sort of gospel vibe, and we're going to explore some songs that I've been really enjoying that I think are pretty powerful, and just great quality tunes. And we got another live one here. It's from the Canton Spirituals. It's Ride This Train off their album Live in Memphis. Hope you enjoy.
Oh, come along.
City. Oh, yes, he was. standing off an angry mob, defending a woman that had been caught in the very act of adultery. For pity and mercy she sought. He said, ye here without sin, cast the first stone. When he raised up from the ground, all her accusers were gone. He gave her a smile, waved farewell, and was gone. The crowd asked her, didn't you know that man? She said, no, I never saw him before. They ask her, you don't know his name? She said, he didn't tell me, and I don't know. But when he touched me, I felt the power from his arms, and I don't plan again to do no wrong. I'm just glad he stopped by, saved my life. Stopped by, yeah. In Alabama, the Lord stopped by. One Tuesday evening, I'm glad he stopped by. Bless my soul and gone.
I'm in the Father and the Father in the Son. Son and the Holy Ghost, they all make one. I said I'm wrapped up. Wrapped up. Tied up. I couldn't get a loose if I wanted to. Tied up. Tangled up.
I was standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day when I saw the hearse come a-rolling to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Oh, I told Undertaker, please drive slow, 'cause this lady that you are hauling, oh, I hate to see her go. Will this circle be unbroken by and by, Lord? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. I will follow close behind her, try to hold up and be brave, but I could not hold my sorrow when they laid her in the grave. Will a circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home away.
That was Will the Circle Be Unbroken, the beautiful version by the Staple Singers. Before that, we had Wrapped Up, Tied Up, Tangled Up by Reverend Cleophas Robinson. Before that, Strange Man by the great Dorothy Love Coates. And before that, once again, it was Ride This Train by the Canton Spirituals. Hope you enjoyed that little run of tunes, those gospel tunes. And now, we got a little bit of a PSA for you, an important message that I hope you will keep in mind. Ask yourself what kind of a friend you are. Are you a work friend? Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? Are you a chill out and watch TV friend? Are you that friend who shows up on moving day? Or are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness? Be there for them because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support someone dealing with a mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Important message there. Be a good friend. Important lesson for all of us. Meanwhile, let's keep the tunes going along, and we'll move it up to something a little bit more modern. Well, hardly modern nowadays, since I'm getting so old, and this was released before I was born, to be fair, but it's from my favorite George Michael album. It's Waiting for That Day.
Today from yesterday, I would be in love anyway. If I knew that you'd leave me, if I knew you wouldn't stay, I would be in love anyway. Sometimes I think about before. Sometimes I think, if I in love anyway. change somehow. If I knew then what I know now, I don't believe I'd ever change somehow.
That was I Would Be in Love Anyway by Frank Sinatra off his album Watertown, which was produced by Bob Gaudio of fame for his work with the Four Seasons. And that song, of course, co-written by Gaudio and Jake Holmes. I think that's maybe the finest song Sinatra ever recorded. Just a beautiful melody, beautiful lyrics, so sort of melancholy, but also meaningful. Really good stuff. Check out Watertown if you're a fan of Frank Sinatra, or if you're not, you might become a new fan of Frank Sinatra. But we're approaching the end of our show today. We only have about 15 minutes left. I still got a few songs to get through, so let's keep it rolling. Before Frank Sinatra, though, we did hear some Julian Baker, Distant Solar Systems, off the B-side of her single Funeral Pyre. Check it out. Great Julian Baker single. Great Julian Baker B-side. Hope you enjoyed it. Now, we'll stick with the sort of indie theme that Julian Baker set before that Sinatra, and we'll go to The John Wayne by the Little Green Cars.
Talk to me like that. yourself, and all your love is inside someone else. It's easy to take it all, it's easy to get it too, when there's more people out there to love than people who love you. And
we'll be right back.
Well, that was the amazingly talented Ronnie Spector singing for the Ronettes. That's Why Don't They Let Us Fall in Love, produced, of course, by Phil Spector, capturing that iconic sound. Before that, we had 100 Years Ago by the Rolling Stones of their very underrated Goat's Head Soup. I've recently been getting into that album. That song, just sort of nice, sort of the little twang that Mick Jagger has going on, the sort of weird, grungy production. Very good stuff. Highly recommend it. I think that has an amazing melody. But unfortunately, that does bring us to the end of our show. So, that as always, I hope you have a wonderful week. Keep enjoying the music. Stay tuned to WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You'll keep hearing amazing music. Keep enjoying the music throughout your week. Stay healthy, stay happy, all those good things. I'll be here same time next week, same place, Thursday from 4 to 5. Hope you enjoyed the music, and we're going to close out with the great Billy Bragg. And as we always are, waiting for the great leap forwards. See you next week, folks.
It might have been Camelot for Jack and Jacqueline, but on the Che Guevara highway, filling up with gasoline. Fidel Castro's brother spies a rich lady who's crying over luxury's disappointment, so he walks over and he's trying to sympathize with her. But he thinks that he should warn her that the third world is just around the corner. In the Soviet Union, a scientist is blinded by the resumption of nuclear testing, and he is reminded that Dr. Robert Oppenheimer's optimism fell at the first hurdle. In the cheese pavilion, the only noise I hear is the sound of someone stacking chairs and mopping up spilled beer, and someone asking questions and basking in the light of the 15 fame-filled minutes of the fanzine writer. Mixing pop and politics, he asks me what the use is. I offer him embarrassment and my usual excuses, while looking down the corridor out to where the van is waiting. I'm looking for the great leap forward. Jumbo sales are organized, pamphlets have been posted. Even after closing time, there's still parties to be hosted. You can be active with the activists or sleeping with the sleepers while you're waiting for the great leap forwards. One leap forwards, two leaps back. Will politics get me the sack? Waiting for the great leap. Understand, to start your own revolution and cut out the middle man.